Oh, it's probably the water.
I was like, what is that?
My nose is probably in the bottle and I'll take a drink. Anyway.
Anyways, hello.
Say hello. Hello.
Yeah, we should say hello. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good now. You are very welcome back to...
Two girls.
And a baby with Megan.
Jade.
And...
Enzo.
Enzo is here.
We said hello.
We had to bring him for our Christmas special. Well, it's not even a Christmas special.
No, he's too busy.
Hi.
He's munching on my drink bottle lid.
Yeah, so he's happy out.
But yeah, thanks for spending the year with us.
Yeah, thank you for spending the year with us. It has been a great year and I still... What? Now you want to talk?
Your turn's over.
Go on. Okay, now he doesn't want to talk.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's actually crazy because I feel like we've been doing the podcast for longer than a year.
We have.
No, we haven't.
Oh.
It'll be coming up on a year in April.
April?
Yeah.
Jeannie Mac. Yeah, sure. We started what? No, no. Jesus Christ.
Jade's vocabulary has changed since she's become a mother.
Yeah, but I realised it's Reese's mom. She says Jeannie Mac. I heard her say it the last time I was there.
It was so funny. The first day when I heard you say it, you're like, Jeannie Mac. And I was like, what? Was there another one as well?
No, I just said Jeannie Mac about four times.
No, I didn't. Okay, anyway.
Forget
that she even said it. She's mad that she said it.
Yeah. I can't be saying Jeannie Mac.
Jeannie Mac, yeah.
Anyhow.
But no, we have been planning on doing a podcast for longer than a year, so it probably feels like we started it well before we did.
It's been in the works for a long time.
Yeah, it has. And I actually came across like videos of us doing podcast notes because I was like, I need to document this for when we eventually...
have one.
Yeah. And today's podcast is going to be looking back at our year and reflecting on... I've been calling it in my head a year in review.
I like year in review.
Yeah, it's gonna be that. And we're also going to delve into our word for 2024.
Yeah, no, 2025.
No, but we're going to say what our word was for 2024 too.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. And then we'll... Oh, no, I do have a pick. I do have a word pick. I didn't.
I like the word of the year. I can't remember where I found it, but I'm glad that it's here.
Jade was the person who got me on choosing your word for the year and kind of sticking to it. Even though at times I forgot what my word was, you were always reminding me.
Because it's good to have it as like your mantra in the back of your head.
Yeah, something to keep you on track and to remind you of your goals or like your one big goal of the year. So will we do that first or will we do our lesson of the year?
I'd say we could do... We're talking about the word, so we do the word.
Yeah, I think we just get into
the word. And then our
word
could lead us to our lesson somehow.
Yeah, it actually so will, for me anyways.
Okay, do you want me to start with mine then? Because then yours will proper segue.
Segue. We love a good segue.
So I can't remember what my word for 2024 was. It was either peace or wealth, but I have no wealth, so I think it was peace.
But you do have wealth. In your family life.
I do, but I think I picked peace as my word for 2024.
Okay, we'll pick peace.
Because I thought it would be like hectic having a baby and how much my life would change. I wanted peace to like... I wanted to always come back to peace.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have.
So oh, I think, 100%.
Yeah, I think peace was my word. I think I was torn between peace and wealth, but I think I think I decided on peace.
In the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you are leading a very peaceful life, even though you do have a baby. So you didn't let the craziness of... having a child take over your peace.
Yeah. Yeah. And just even if he is being hectic, to try to remind myself like, it's okay, just relax, calm down, take a few deep breaths.
Yeah.
Leave him cry if you need to go to the toilet to recompose. Yeah.
And then you can come back to your peaceful state.
Exactly.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
My word of the year was yes, because I just wanted to say yes to everything that came my way and take on all opportunities. Yeah. Say yes to things that may be putting myself in an uncomfortable situation, but the only way you grow is when you're uncomfortable. So I definitely took the word yes by the horns. And I mean, I did so much in 2024, mainly kind of in terms of my job, but also in terms of things that I was doing, like plans and
Going out.
And I just didn't really say... I kind of just said yes to everything. Obviously, there has to be a line where you need to know when to say no. But I was kind of just saying yes to things that I normally may not have.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And speaking of yes on your job, do you want to share your job update?
Oh, yes.
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 Let's do it.
Yes, I do. So earlier this year, I started some freelance work with a company called Blah Giveaways. I feel like I've talked about it here a few times.
I'd say people have seen you on Blah.
Yeah, you may have seen me on their socials and whatnot. But from January, I'm no longer going to be managing the content in Beat 102, 103. Why am I saying Beat 102, 103? I'm no longer going to be managing the content in Beat because I have been managing the social media kind of end of things, along with presenting a show. So I'm going to continue to present the Drive Time show, and I'm going to be moving to 3 to 6 p.m. And I had been doing only 4 to 6.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Deadly.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to be full-time on Drive, but part-time in Beat. And then I'm going to be working part-time with Blah. So it'll be kind of similar to what I'm doing here in terms of making content. But, yeah, it'll be different also at the same time.
Yeah. So your yes got you a new job.
Yeah, yeah. If I hadn't said yes to that message from someone at the start of the year,
you wouldn't be changing your hours.
No.
Starting something new.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as much as, yeah, it's been I think the last few weeks particularly have just been quite hectic and busy, and I'm very overwhelmed and I'm finding it hard to cope with it all. So I'm very much excited to welcome change in the new year.
Yeah, it will be
and just have
exciting.
More time to myself and time to
chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my head has just melted.
Fair. I could understand why. So does that lead to our lesson, or do we want to share our 2025 word?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about our 2025 word.
Me too.
Oh, shit. My 2025 word is kind of similar to my 2024 word.
Really?
Not really, but kind of.
Right, sure. Go on, share it.
My 2025, the word for the year is adventure.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that. That's different.
It is different, I suppose, yeah. Because I just want to go on more adventures and see more of Ireland, I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just do things. Like, go on more hikes and things that I've wanted to do, but I just have not had time or things get in the way. So now, because I'm deciding that 2025 is going to be my year of adventure, that's going to be my focus for the year.
I like that one now. That's going to be deadly. You're going to have a fun little year.
So here's hoping I stick to it.
Ah, you will. You will. Just remind yourself every month that that's what the practice is.
Yeah, take a look back at the end of each month and see what adventures I've done.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do that.
And see, yeah, I'd like that. That'd be a good crack. I'm sorry if you hear rustling. Enzo's snacking up.
Snacking it up.
But my word for 2025, I think, is going to be health.
Yeah.
Because I want to be physically healthy. So I want to, like, go to the gym and I want to start running.
Yeah.
And I want to get back into my yoga. But I also want to be, like, internally healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to focus more on, like, my gut health. I want to eat better food. I don't think I eat bad food, but the last while I've been eating so much pasta and bread and just carb, 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 and I haven't had enough vegetables.
Yeah.
And I need to eat vegetables.
Yeah.
And I just feel like if I'm focusing on, like, not necessarily my physical health, because I don't even want to, like, obviously everyone wants to look good, but I want to feel strong. Like, I want to, when he's older, I want to be able to give him a piggyback up the hill if his legs get tired. Or
yeah.
I want to be able to, like, feel like I can run around after him.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way? So I want health to be my word so that I just feel good.
Yeah, because when you feel good internally, you'll feel good externally as well. I love that.
So I do have a little mini goal that I'll tell you. So I, obviously my word is health, so I'm going to try. I know if you set small goals, it leads to big goals. So I'm going to say that I'm going to gym 2 days a week.
Yeah.
And do, like, a run or a form of cardio 1 day a week.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good.
Yeah. I was saying this to Reese on the way down. He's like, Jade, you're blowing the head off me, because I was just yap, 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 yap. So then I was like, I also want to try to do minimum 2 days of yoga. I was like, but if I say I'm going to do 5 forms of exercise a week, that sounds unachievable. But if I say 2 yogas, 2 gyms and 1 run,
it sounds way more achievable, because when you have it broken down into the term, like the type of exercise you're going to do, it makes it different.
And it, rather than it being like, I'm not exercising 5 days a week, for all we know, I could do a yoga in the morning, go for a run in the afternoon, and gym in the evening. So that's still only 1 day.
Yeah. It depends on how you balance it in your schedule.
Yes. So the main goal is going to be the gym 2 days and the running or cardio 1. I just feel like, obviously, I was pregnant and then I had a baby, so it was hard to focus on, like, my health, but I'm just noticing it.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of way?
I completely get you.
I used to be fit and strong, like, and now I just, You feel like a blob sometimes.
Well, you did grow a whole child as well.
I know, that's why I'm not letting myself beat myself up over it, but I do want to change it.
Yeah.
But I'm not being like, oh, you're a fat shit, Jade. Do you know that kind of
I get you. I've gone back into that mindset
of being,
like a fat shit.
I
just want to get back to the gym now.
I know, I'm the same. I just
fell off the bandwagon.
It's so good for you mentally and physically. Like that, health as much as it's, I'm saying about like my physical body and my organs and stuff. I feel like my mental health is fine at the moment, like, but I do feel like it'll benefit from that anyway.
It absolutely will.
But it's not like my main focus. Your main, like my body health.
Yeah, but that's an additional benefit that exercise has for you.
Exactly.
So overall, then you'll have a healthy mind as well.
Yeah.
As well as a healthy body.
So I'm hoping health. I just if I say it's my word, it has to happen. Yeah, you know, that kind
it
of
does. We can motivate each other.
Yeah.
I'll be asking you at the end of the week, did you gym? And you can ask me, did I adventure?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So maybe one of your adventures can be to come run with me.
Yeah. No, and I don't mind. I even said it because me and Simon were talking about taking up running because it's so dark in the evenings and it's very depressing. And
yeah,
like it's just, when it's dark, I don't even want to go to the gym. You know, I rather go.
It feels like
the,
it's bedtime.
Yeah, it's not fun. So then we said we'd start running, but he's getting running shoes for Christmas, so we couldn't start.
Until Christmas, fair. Yeah. Fair.
So we're waiting, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we will.
But from our words of the year, let's do our lessons of the year.
Okay, do you want to go first for this
one? Yeah, so my lesson of the year, I thought I had it written down on this. Oh, I do.
Okay.
Is the importance of reflection to recognise your own growth.
Okay.
Whether that's personal growth or, well, everything I suppose is personal growth when it comes to like career, your life and how you deal with relationships and whatnot. So yeah, I think like even from us talking on the podcast and listening back to episodes, I'm learning things about myself and it's
reflection.
I'm reflecting. I'm doing a lot of reflecting, which I think is really, really important and we don't do it often enough. I think it's something you probably should do maybe
monthly or weekly.
Yeah, just to reflect on anything in your life. So if you had a bad day, reflect on why something set you off into a bad mood. Reflect on, you know, if that is how you're feeling on that day. So reflection can happen as often and as frequent as you need it to. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important to at least do it like once a week. Reflect and see what has impacted you this week. What can you learn from that and how can you grow from it too?
Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What about you?
I don't know. I do have one, but I don't know if I love it. But at the moment, it's to just trust yourself. Trust your instincts. Trust your gut. Because I don't know. I just feel like I've had to do that a lot this year. Mm-hmm. And as much as it might not encapsulate all my life lessons into one, it is the one that sticks out the most to me.
Yeah.
If that makes
sense. Yeah, but that's all. It just needs to be a big life lesson from the year.
Yeah, I think it's just... I suppose kind of like the confidence. Don't doubt yourself. Just trust yourself. If there's something in you telling you something, it's probably the right thing to do. And even if it's not, then you're going to learn from that.
Yeah.
Do you know? Like,
I love this.
Even if I go back to like when I was in labor, like that morning I rang the hospital and I was like, yeah, I think I'm in labor. And they were like, no. And I was like, yeah. Do you know? Like,
yeah.
I had a feeling within me. And as much as I wasn't as progressed as what they consider labor, I knew that my baby was going to arrive that day.
Yeah.
Do you know that kind of
way? I get what you mean. Yeah, you needed to trust yourself.
Like, had I not, I don't know. Like,
imagine you would have been giving up birth at home.
Yeah, I know, imagine. But like, and then even just, I think probably because of Enzo, I've learned all this. Like, even just small things, like when to feed him. Like, I fed him 3 months earlier than you're recommended to. But because I knew that he was hungry, I just had to trust myself and say, right,
this is the right decision for him.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And as much as those are baby related, I think it just, it relates to anyone can trust themselves, do you know?
Yeah, and as much as they are baby related too, it's been a big year for you in terms of you had a baby. You know, this time last year, he was inside you. He was in your belly, like he wasn't born. So obviously you're gonna
learn
a big year,
from
one
him.
Of bigger lessons. I would have been surprised if it was nothing to do with a baby. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah.
I think it is important to trust your own judgment, because a lot of the time we seek advice from other people, mm-hmm. and you know deep down yourself what the right thing is to do.
Yeah.
So I think that's a really good one.
Okay, thank you. I think I was just overthinking it.
No, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I do like it. And I do think it's important for even me to remember, like, do you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel I've learned it. I just need to relearn it.
Yeah.
And over and over.
Over and over and over again. Maybe I think that's the important thing about life lessons, though. And I really enjoyed that we brought that into the podcast, because each week you're looking at what you've learned.
Yeah, you're reflecting.
You're doing reflection. Yeah, so I think that's probably where the reflection, that's like where that reflection came from, and I realised that I have been doing it a lot.
Yeah.
But I think that's been really good for us to look at our learnings and what we've done each week.
And, yeah.
But anyway, let's actually go back. So we did a bit of a dive. Now, I kept saying in my camera roll, because I always take photos and videos of everything, so I did need to go back through my camera roll.
Oh, so did I.
To remind myself of the whole year. And
now we're going to reflect on it.
Yeah. So do you remember the 4th of January?
No.
You're not going to remember what exactly
it was.
Do you
have the dates for them all?
Well, no. Just for some things.
Okay, thank God, because I don't.
Just for that one specifically.
Okay, deadly.
Because that's when we found out the gender of baby Enzo.
In January, Megan, I have that for March.
March?
Yeah.
Why do I have it in January?
It probably was January, but my camera roll was all jumbled up.
So yeah, you would have known for a while. I ain't going back on the photos I had on my camera, so I took them.
Fair, okay. I don't know why I... Okay, well, my March is wrong.
Yeah, but how does that... That doesn't seem right. I don't feel like it was the 4th of January.
I do, because I would have been 20 weeks pregnant in January. And in my January, I have that I got to see, like, a proper photo of Enzo for the first time on a scan.
Okay.
Because every other... One of my scans, like, you wouldn't even know it was a baby. But in my January one...
You'd know it's a baby.
You would know it's a baby.
Yeah, no. And it wouldn't be in my camera roll in January if it wasn't.
That's mental.
So that's how we found out. And Enzo was going to be a boy, thank God. That was a very stressful day.
That was a honestly.
But he's here and he's a boy, he's not a girl. Jay did not want a girl.
No, the panic that was in my body had that balloon turned pink.
Yeah.
Wasn't right.
I kind of was there in the room waiting for this balloon to pop, and as we were waiting, I looked at Jade's face and I thought to myself, I need to get out of here, because what if this is pink? What is going to happen? How is she going to react? I'm not going to know what to say if it's pink and she's crying. And thank God it was blue. Thank God.
Yeah, no, I know that's terrible. A happy, healthy baby is a priority, but...
I know, everyone has their preferences, and that's okay.
Like the fear, I've never experienced fear like it had that been pink. But I know that's probably awful to say. No, that's mental. I so didn't know that was January. I wonder, do I have anything else? No, I don't really. January, yeah.
We had the Blue Monday, so we had a pajama day in work.
Oh, yeah.
We got to come to work in our pajamas, which is cool.
My January, I have no photos for January or February, so mine will probably be a bit shit.
But. Well, you might be reminded. So I was on, I went on the ski holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So you might remember what you were doing when I was skiing.
Probably nothing, bored out of my brain.
Waiting for me to come back.
You're like, Megan, please text me.
Yeah, so I went skiing for the very first time in January, and I had so much fun, thoroughly enjoyed, and I paraglided off the mountains.
Deadly.
Yeah. And I actually realised when I was doing my year in review, all my friends, except for one of like my friends from home, have come home this year.
Deadly.
So Sarah was home, well, she was home for a few months, but Sarah came home in January. So that was my January.
I do have one note for January, and it's that I know it's kind of December last year because it was New Year's Eve, but normally for New Year's Eve we go to my auntie's house for board games, but they had literally only got back from Argentina.
Okay.
So I feel like that was the first year that me and Reese kind of were like, oh, we're probably going to have to make our own traditions now. Because we just had our own board game night, literally just the two of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously Enzo wasn't here, so I feel like, that was good crack. It made me realise, this is actually, it's the start of a new year, but it's also the start of something new in terms of we have to make traditions now.
Yeah.
Which is kind of...
That is actually wild, because you really do.
I just join in with my family's traditions because obviously I am them, but now we are a separate one.
And it's also a good opportunity for you to create new traditions.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
I do love board game night though, but anyhow.
I do love a board game, but sure, maybe you might do it again this year. February, I actually don't really know what I did in February because there was not much to my camera. I was just in the gym a lot.
Well, that's still healthy February. Oh, this is so off topic, but can I tell you something about February?
Yeah.
So when I went to the sauna, the other day, and I met a girl who knew us, who knew the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And she was telling me that she does this thing called Febreze. So February freeze. And basically you go it, she does it in the river, but if you go in the river or the sea for 1 minute on the first, 2 minutes on the second, by the end of February, you'll build up to it'll be 28 next year, 28 minutes in the sea in February, which is the coldest time.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, shocking.
I want to do Febreze.
Can you do that?
Well, if you're doing like 1 minute a day, then 2 minutes a day, then 3 minutes a day.
Can you build your body up?
Yeah, of course you can.
Interesting.
Sure.
I always thought in the colder time of the year that you do 1 minute for every
degree
of temperature that the water is.
Well, I don't know if it's sick.
She hypothermia.
Yeah, you could. Like she was lovely, but she said herself she was a bit cracked.
Okay.
But anyway, that's for next February.
We can try it
for February. Yeah, I'd love to.
We can try it
for February. Just gone. I know. I started reading. Because I was preparing for my maternity leave. I knew that I was going, I know in May, but I was like pregnant at this stage. And I was like, right, what am I going to do? I'm going to start reading books. So February is when I started reading books that I've already read. But now I'm hooked, yeah.
You're hooked. You're sucked into
I'm a bookworm.
The book goal.
You don't have much for February.
No, I just have gym. That's all that was in. I cannot remember for the life of me. Like, there's not much into my camera roll.
That's fair. February. I know it was my mom's birthday and my brother's birthday, but I don't know. I can't remember if we did anything.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah,
it was a it was a leap year. I don't think I did anything. We did the leap day for Beat. Well, I didn't, but did you not?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Forget February, March.
Forget February, March. March, I went to the Gossies.
Deadly.
Yeah, so I got to interview people on the red. Well, it was actually a pink carpet.
Deadly.
So that was one thing. Well, I did say yes to that, but I also signed up to do it myself. Like, I contacted them so that I could go. And then it was my first day working for Bla was in March.
No way.
Yeah, it was the day after St. Patrick's Day because I went to Galway and I did some on the street videos for them.
Deadly.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't remember doing any live draws before then, but that's all I have.
For March?
And I remember them giving me the clothes and everything to wear, so I wouldn't have had done anything with them before that. And my full circle moment was being a judge at the Easter parade in Hackettstown.
Oh yes, yeah. That was you've made it. You're made it.
Oh,
moment.
My made it moment. Oh, 1,000,000%. And in March also, we got our photos done for the pod.
Did we?
Yeah,
Megan, I'm clearly like not right in the head with these because I have that I announced I was pregnant in March. No, I did not.
No, you announced that you were pregnant
like
December.
Yes. My camera roll is obviously just not with it.
Announced that I was pregnant in March.
Yeah,
like,
no,
two months before you're going on maternity leave.
Yeah, obviously not.
Or no, not even like a month before you go on maternity leave because you went on maternity leave at the start of May.
Yeah, I don't know. I have other stuff for March. I cut all my hair off, which I've done again now this week.
Yeah, you have. And I think it's lovely.
Thank you. I don't know how I am.
I think it's
It's funny. We can throw a photo up on Instagram and get a poll. Yeah. I won't be offended if you say no because I can't say I adore it. But yeah, March I got admitted to hospital because I was dehydrated.
Oh yeah, I remember I was on the phone to you when you're in the hospital.
Yeah, and I had to get an injection into my bum.
Oh, gross.
Rotten. Anyway, but yeah, March was, I feel like, a good month. I can't believe the pod pictures were March.
Yeah, they were.
That's crazy. And I was with Reese for 6 years in March.
Oh my God. Yeah, did I think your anniversary was August?
No, his birthday is August. Okay. Our anniversary is March 31st.
Uh-huh.
So we were together 6 years. We had a great little day. We went bowling. We went to the beach.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and had a great little, fun. I feel like March was good.
Yeah, I feel like March was
productive.
Is good. Yeah, March was productive.
Pod picks.
Well, in April was when we launched the pod.
That's mental.
It is crazy.
I don't have April as launching the pod at all.
Dina.
No.
Yeah, we had the podcast launch. I can't exactly remember the date. I feel like it was the 14th.
No, the 14th is my brother's birthday. Potentially, but the 14th is my brother's birthday.
Well, it would have been a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, we can find out. We can try guess. Sure, while you're looking, I'll share more about my April.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure April. No, it is. April is when you threw me with Clodagh the baby shower.
Yes.
And I feel like I realised the importance of your friends because I made such a big, I was like, I don't want a baby shower, I don't want this, I don't want that. And then you surprised me with a baby shower. And it was lovely. And I have, great memories from that day. It was good crack. And we also went to karaoke.
Yes.
We did karaoke.
We did have karaoke. I have that down online
work
as
karaoke.
Well.
Work karaoke.
Yeah, we did the work karaoke night and that was so much fun.
That was so, I busted out an Eminem. We also did a song, we did a duet.
We did a duet.
We do it now. Code 45
in two zigzags, baby, that's all we need. And we also sang baby, 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 oh.
That was like the song of my pregnancy.
It was, I think, after that karaoke night. Or was it the song before that?
I don't know
either.
I don't know, but wait, I yeah, that was it. I also had my last full moon swim with you.
I've got full moon swim written down as well.
I haven't done a full moon swim since then.
Yes, you have.
No, not like a Bonnie Boo one.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And so,
what?
Get a grip.
Yeah, we have.
No, I haven't. Because I remember being like, oh, I'm going to go, I might come next month if I don't have my baby. Ha ha. And then I had the baby before the full moon. And I haven't been to a Bonnie Boo full moon swim since I've had Enzo. I have. Am I telling lies?
Yeah, I think you are telling lies. Did we not go in July?
No. Me and you and Clodagh went to a full moon swim, but like we got a hot pod. We didn't go to because we thought Bonnie Boo wasn't going to announce one.
Yeah.
I really don't think I've been to one of her sea swims.
Or maybe not, because I did go to one on my own.
Yeah, you did. I did.
But was that photo with us? Was that then?
Yeah. Yeah, and my auntie was there with her friend.
That is mad.
I know. It's been so long since I've been to a Bonnie Boo one.
Yeah. Right, I thought you meant a full moon swim. So like,
No, just a full moon swim event.
Yeah, okay, I get ya.
I did so much in April.
April was a good crack month.
April, I got my belly button pierced because they were half price.
Did you?
And I hate belly buttons, but someone was like, they're half price. So I went in and I was like, okay, I'm getting my belly button done. Dead Don't right. know how I feel about it because I have a weird belly button.
Do you?
My belly button's very, like it's an innie.
Okay.
But like it's very in. So I didn't get like the standard.
You got like an upside down one, I believe,
yes,
didn't you?
Something like that. I can't remember the name. And then I worked for the Women's Six Nations.
Deadly. That doesn't feel like that long ago.
No,
like,
it doesn't.
At all.
It really doesn't. So I feel like I'm wrong, but I know.
No,
I went by my camera roll.
Yeah.
I had a few solo swims. And at the end of April is when I started the new show and beat as well.
Deadly.
Yeah.
You've had a good work month.
Yeah.
My only other thing for April is that I got spoiled with like a curly hair day in Cork.
Oh, yeah.
I got messaged to come up and get my hair like washed and blow dried and all these free curly hair products.
Yeah, which is unreal.
It was deadly. It was so much fun.
Maybe they'll have you back.
Yeah, maybe they could fix my mullet.
Yeah, your mullet's deadly. Right, May. We had another surprise baby shower.
Yeah, a baby shower in work where baby was the team tune. And yeah. Everyone was like, oh, come up for this. And I was like, ah, yeah. And I started doing I was doing the news and they were like, oh, you come up for, I don't know what it was. They were like, you have to record a video. I was like, grand. Sure, I was in no rush to go up and everyone was waiting for me.
We all there waiting. And we were all in blue. Everybody in the office was wearing blue.
And I just didn't have a clue.
You said something about, oh, I feel left out. Does my water bottle count because your water bottle was blue?
Yeah.
But you didn't notice that everybody else was wearing blue.
Because we'd often accidentally all wear the same colours.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was just thought it was another one of those days. And Brian came down to get me. I was like, why? I was like, Brian never rushes me. I was like, what is so urgent? I was like, why is he rushing me? I was getting thick.
And we were all upstairs.
And they were all up surprising me. It was lovely.
And then we had our last beach day before Enzo arrived.
We went to, what is it, Clonroach? Dungarvan.
No, Curraghlow.
Curraghlow. We went to Curraghlow.
Curraghlow for the
and day. Then we went to Thomastown and got chicken wings.
Yeah.
And pizza.
And pizza. And I was going to say Jade was there. You are Jade.
I am Jade.
Reese was there. I took the day off work.
Yeah, we had
so it's like, well, you're on maternity leave. I have days to take off. Sure, we might as well get one before.
We had a great little day. And that place that we got that food is now closed.
What?
It's closed down.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Seriously?
Yeah, devastating.
Like that was where we went for our first day out with Enzo. Our first day out.
Well, it was our first day out. I think it was, we went for his 1 week birthday.
Yeah.
Or 2 week birthday.
1 week.
I think, yeah, he was a week old and we went to the pub.
I can't believe it. Oh.
Yeah, closed down fully. May was a great little month.
It was.
Enzo obviously arrived.
Yeah, on the 17th of May.
May 17th.
And when Enzo was born, I was at a Girls Aloud concert in the Three Arena.
And I think, did I ring or did I text?
You put a message in the group chat and I just happened to see it straight away. And I was just standing there crying and Brian and Quentin, who I was with, were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'll talk to you after. Because I didn't want to tell them there and then.
That's so okay. But yeah, May was great. And then 5 days after Enzo was born, we were out and about, going around the house. Going around visiting people, going for walks. He was 5 days old. I don't know what I have written down like in my notes to say, like, that was one of the lessons I learned, to just, I need to relax. Well, I've literally given birth 5 days ago and I'm going visiting people, and we learned then, like, take it slow.
Yeah.
He's going to be here for a while.
And people should be coming to visit you when you're just after birthing a child. You shouldn't be driving around the country to see everyone.
I do agree. Not rush ourselves. Like, there was no need for us to be going.
No.
Up and down to Waterford.
Absolutely not.
When he was a week old.
No.
Sure, all of us were exhausted. Me, Reese, and Enzo.
Yeah, you would be tired, like.
But yeah. Then I went on maternity leave, obviously, in May, because I had my baby.
The baby.
Yeah, May was a good month.
My baby. My baby. May was probably your favourite month, was it? Oh, we should have picked a favourite
one. I don't know,
one.
Yeah, we should have. I'll just say May, because obviously
yeah.
May gave me him.
May gave you a child. My brother got engaged.
In May?
In May. Yeah.
Mental.
Do you remember?
Mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
We were...
And he got... I bought a selfie stick.
I think it was... Yeah. He put... Because he record, he like he got a video of it.
Yeah.
He was in Vancouver. But that must have been the day after we had our date day, because we were outside and I remember getting the photo. He sent a photo into the group chat and it was just like a ring box.
It was the day of the date day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So oh. It must have happened the day after.
Oh, the engagement yes, yeah.
So yeah.
That's mental, isn't it?
Yeah.
May was a good month.
It was a very good month. I really enjoyed May and I also really enjoyed June.
So did I.
I had so much fun in June.
I got to see Central Cee in June.
Oh yeah.
Longitude was
Longitude
in June.
Was great crack. I have that down for July.
Oh no, I'm pretty sure Longitude was the end of June. And I was terrified.
I know, but was it? It could have been the first weekend in July. It would have been like the end of June, obviously, but the first weekend.
No, because then it wouldn't be the end of June, it'd be the start of July. Sure, like, go check.
Yeah.
I have, like, all the photos and stuff, because I remember when I was pregnant, I was like, oh, I really don't know if I'm definitely going to go to this now, because...
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. I think it was, like...
June 29th.
Yeah.
Because I was like, Enzo's only going to be, like, 2 months old, and then I was like, I can't let...
Yeah, we bought those tickets.
...not get me go to Longitude. Like, yeah. I love Central Cee.
So we did, and we had bought the tickets in, like, January. I remember being on a ski holiday, and you were like, Longitude, Central Cee's going to be there, will you come? I was like, yep.
And I was like, oh, it's grand, like, I won't mind that I have a baby. And then I was like, ooh, panic. But it was actually grand. I was actually so fine.
Oh, yeah. You were so fine.
I know we did a bonus episode of Longitude. Oh, why is my sister ringing me? Anyhow, I can't answer that. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I know when we both walked into Longitude first, I was like, what have we done?
Yeah.
Why am I here?
But I think we got off to such a good start because we accidentally snuck in.
Yeah, it was
like,
such
we had
a
tickets
good episode.
And we just walked in.
Such a good time. Such a good episode too. But yeah, I...
My birthday weekend.
It was your birthday?
Oh, I had the best birthday ever, honestly. I had the worst day in work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I will never work on my birthday ever again.
Dead right.
I will quit a job before I have to work my birthday again because... Ah, I love birthdays.
I know, you do. You're a birthday girl.
And I did not need to be sad and upset on my birthday because stupid things going on in work. But my birthday weekend was just so wholesome. Sure, we went for a swim. Me and a few of my friends, you weren't there, you came the next day, but we recorded like a 2.5 hour long podcast that is never going to be published anywhere. But it's going to be like a little time capsule.
Yeah, so, I do remember you telling me about this.
Hoping to do that every year on my birthday from now onwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the Two Johnnies, the Pints in
yeah.
a Field. And that was just great crack. Like, it was just so much fun. Because I'd interviewed them the month before, 2 weeks before. I think I interviewed them that week. It must have been that week I interviewed them. It was when they left RTE2FM and then everyone was interviewing them. So I interviewed them in Clonmel and then their manager gave us tickets for the guest list.
Deadly.
So
I also had my first, well, not me, but we had our first Father's Day.
Oh.
Yeah, which was deadly. Enzo
so
got Reese a barbecue.
Aye.
A barbecue
Enzo,
for Father's
you're very
Day.
Good at presents. Do you know that?
Oh, he is. He's so good at presents.
Enzo gave me my Christmas present this morning and it's lovely.
Aye,
a little calendar. But it's not just the calendar. It has, are they called shanuckles?
Shanuckles. An Irish proverb, but in Irish I think they're called
shanuckles. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cute out.
In June I also went back to Mel.
Deadly, yeah, you had the best time.
That was great. I loved June.
June was a good month. We also had Enzo's first picnic in June. We brought him up to Woodstock and he was in shorts and a t-shirt laying in the grass loving life. Well, he was like, what, 2 months old in June, so he probably didn't have a clue, but I had a great time.
And he looked like he was having a great time.
Yeah.
July. July, I did my first ever outdoor broadcast.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you did it on your own, did you?
No. Well, I did do my first solo one as well later that month.
Okay.
I was doing it with Darren. But I couldn't believe that I was in Beat nearly 2 years in July and I'd never done an outdoor broadcast.
That's mental.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
They don't really happen on the evening shows.
No.
It's more so the daytime ones. So I never got the opportunity.
The opportunity.
And I had my first date with Simon in July.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's mental.
Yeah.
What, like 5 months ago now?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It feels like longer.
It does. It feels like longer, but also only like last week.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I was like, even going through the camera roll, I was like, oh. So yeah, I think that was like the 14th of July.
Deadly.
We had our first little day, hiked up a mountain. After having a first date like that, I was like, that's never, I'm never going to have a date that's ever going to match that. So he has to be my
forever date.
Yeah.
I love it.
Essentially.
In July, Enzo had his first smile. He smiled for the first time.
Oh, no.
I know, yeah, mental.
Your first little smile and now you're full of them.
Oh, now he doesn't stop.
Yes, you are.
But we also, I feel like July was just very much a family month for us. Reese's family came home from Dubai and like his cousins and his auntie met him for the first time. And
yeah.
His sister met him and we had them up for a barbecue at our house. But it was also like family time for my family because we had a big family. We had a big family barbecue in my uncle's garden.
July must have been a month for family barbecues because on my notes I have family barbecues.
Swear. We just had barbecues and family time in July, but me and Reese also went on our first date since having Enzo.
No way, yeah, in July.
We went to the cinema and we got burritos because that's like, would have been our favourite thing to do before he arrived, go for a Namo and go to the cinema. And we put Enzo's feet in grass for the first time in Kells Castle. Yeah.
That is mad.
July was a good month.
July was a good month.
We're saying that after every month. That, but look, that was a good month.
We'll realise that it was a really good year. Right, we've got 10 minutes.
I know, we may power on. How many months do we have left?
We've got August, September. Right, let's fly through the rest of it.
Right,
we?
Yeah. Okay, August, go.
So August, I was at All Together Now and I got to do some live radio shows from that, which is lots of fun.
Yeah.
Family holiday, went to Kerry. Always enjoy that. Electric Picnic was also in August. August is a very, very busy...
Festivally month.
Festivally busy month. And then my friend Shani, that is living in Australia, she also surprised us all by coming home.
Deadly.
So yeah, overall, August was a very busy month full of festivals, but I had a really great time.
I don't think that... Oh, maybe my August was busy. So it was Reese's first birthday as a father, and I think I told the pod about the big surprise day that we planned for him.
Oh yeah, that was,
yeah, that was brilliant. Now I was going to say that was my first night away from Enzo, but it wasn't because obviously longitude, but it was me and Reese's first night away from Enzo, I believe.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've delved into that in another pod, so I'll just power through. I also had a girls' day with my sister Willow and my cousin Bella.
Oh yeah, that was the day that you came and took my roller skates.
Yes, and I still haven't given them back.
No, and she hasn't. But on that day when Jade was coming to get the roller skates, the fucking TV license man was outside the house and I was like, I'm too busy to talk to you, Mr. Man. And Jade spoke
I pretended to be Megan. I was like, yeah, I'm Megan O'Regan Byrne. I live in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I brought my sister and my cousin. We went rollerblading.
That's so lovely.
Went for food and Willow got her ears pierced as well. And then I just have that I met Simon for the first time.
Oh my God.
As like your, not boyfriend because you weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but I met Simon.
Is that your first time? Oh yeah, because obviously, like, yeah. I know you knew him from in the cafe, but we had our first time like, spending time with
officially
him.
Officially meeting him, yeah.
Is that the day that we went for a swim?
I believe so, yeah.
I think it was, and he minded Enzo outside the sea while we could swim.
No such thing as stranger danger. And then I just have that Enzo was getting a bit more sturdy and good crack, as you can hear now. He's a bit fun. But then September, yeah.
I kicked off September by going to Coldplay.
Dead, I do recall your mission.
That was a serious mission and I'm so happy to say I completed it. I did pay €200 for a ticket and I do not give a fuck.
No, I wish I could have went to Coldplay. I didn't realise they put on such a performance.
Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Is that all that you have? I have that I went to a beach day with you.
I've loads in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I've got Enzo's name in ceremony, but you probably want to talk about that.
No, sure, we've talked about that. I do have that, though. It was a really good day.
That was a really nice day.
It was very special.
Simon met my family.
Deadly.
And then I have that I went on a holiday with my lover boy.
Lovely.
Do you know, like, it doesn't feel like I only knew Simon like 3 months before we went on holidays.
No, I feel like you've known him forever.
So do I, but anyways. And then, I don't know, did I tell the pod that I got a tattoo on my holiday?
No.
Did I? I don't know.
Potentially.
I got a tattoo on our holiday of a little jellyfish. But yeah, that's kind of, I loved September.
September was good. I have it because of my beach day with you.
Oh,
that my spontaneous side came back because I remember saying on the pod I want to be spontaneous again. I can't be spontaneous because I have a baby and all. But then that day you were like, I'm going to Tremor. I was like, I want to go to Tremor.
And you came
down. I just came to Tremor and then I learned that I can actually still be spontaneous. But I know this isn't me, but I just want to say my brother won a gold medal for Ireland in Poland.
Oh yeah,
in September.
I remember that. Just come on, Michael.
Yeah, fair play to you. Because that is quite a big deal.
Of course it is. So, yeah. It's a huge deal.
Yeah, it's deadly.
Will we move on to October?
Yeah.
I feel like,
well, no, can I share one thing about September?
No, sorry, I thought you were done with September.
I was going to skip it, and then I remembered it was kind of funny. It was my first time doing a photo shoot back after having Enzo, yeah. And I had to pretend I was on a date. Do you remember?
Was it the ones where I was recording with you?
No, no.
Oh, no, no. Oh, yeah, down the river.
I was going canoeing. They were like, can you canoe? I was like, yeah, because I wanted the job, obviously. And I had to pretend I was on a date then with this guy. But
yeah, that sounded like good crack.
It was deadly, but yeah, just funny because obviously it was a fake date. My October, I don't have much other than I went on lots of walks and had Enzo's first Halloween.
Ah.
I did loads of walking in October.
Loads of walking. I had the Imrose.
Oh, yeah, jealous.
And I won the award, Outstanding Achievement Award. Yeah. So I literally got straight off the plane and then straight into Imrose.
Yeah, like, you're crazy.
Back from holidays. And then I hosted the Shine Festival.
Mm-hmm. Which always seems like good crack.
It was so much fun. Really, really enjoyed it. I always say that I wish there was an event like that for me when I was a teenager. Mm. And there should be an event like that for adults.
And boys.
Yeah,
they
and
need
boys.
To do a boy one.
Yeah. November then?
November, me, Enzo and Reese climbed Mount Leinster. Enzo started getting his, I think Enzo got his first teeth. He tried pasta and went swimming for the first time. November was very much an Enzo month.
Go on, Enzo, taking over the November.
We had snow.
Oh, I forgot we had snow and you had Enzo's first snow day.
Enzo's first snow day. I brought him to the playground for the first time. He's obsessed with the swings. And I hosted my first Christmas party with you. That was my November.
Had a good little month.
A little speedy one, but it was good crack.
Yeah, well, that's
we're only rushing because the news is coming soon.
Yeah, the news
and we're already an hour delayed.
5 to.
So apologies.
I have Longfisher. That's meant to be Kingfisher. I got to go see Kingfisher. I fucking love Kingfisher. They were, I think, my number one artist on Spotify. No,
definitely.
They weren't. Fred again was.
Oh, yeah.
They were in my top five, though. Then I went to Dublin to the Christmas Delights with Simon.
Jealous.
I didn't write too much for November. I don't know why.
November's
then we
wintry.
Started the Christmas hosting.
Yes.
At the start of November. And then in December, got more Christmas hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Sure,
you kind of know about all December because it's now.
Yeah, but sure, we might as well briefly do it.
Quickly. Super speed, super speed.
Super speed, let's go. Then I got to represent Beat at a Media Literacy Ireland conference that was happening in Google.
So
that was pretty cool. And then Simon's brother got engaged like last weekend, which was like 2 weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big surprise for his fiance and everyone was there. And it was just really wholesome. December's just been a very busy month.
December has been flat out for me. I have lots of change that we moved house. I've been working like the Christmas party nights and stuff. And we had our night out, our Christmas party night out. And I know it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to be Enzo's first Christmas. Great little Christmassy month. Love December. And thank you all for having a year with us and listening.
I can't believe it's not even a full year, but
this year.
Nearly there.
Thanks for being 2024 with us.
Yeah, thank you for joining us and... we can't wait to make more memories with you next year.
We'll be back in the new year. Thank you all. And we appreciate your love and support. And write us.
Write us. Give us a follow on socials at Two Girls and a Baby Pod. And of course, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah. And
a very happy new year. Bye.